Well, Darren, a case of leaving it late, but in the end, you got a point out of it. Games against Wexford this year have been so close. You've both won a game. You've had two draws. Overall, was it a fair outcome last night?
Look at the game over the full 90 minutes. Obviously, the first 45 minutes, Wexford were definitely the better team. The second 45 minutes, we obviously came into the game more. We were well on top. Then, all of a sudden, you know, we lose a player to a sentence off. Then we go a goal behind. But you've got to give the players a lot of credit. They dug in, they kept going, and they got their point. And look how hard they worked over the course of 90 minutes. Probably deserved the point.
Having had the three league defeats in a row, to get a goal late on, to get an equaliser, to stop that run of defeats, you know, there must have been a sense of victory almost in the dressing rooms as you trooped off.
I wouldn't say a sense of victory. I'd just say it's a sense of that they show the players are given everything they've got in every game. Even the game we've lost and the game we have won and all right through the season, when you look at all the games, I think the players have given everything in every game. Sometimes you get what you deserve and sometimes you don't. Last night, they definitely got what they deserved because they worked so hard for the whole 90 minutes. So we have had other games this season where possibly we have 3 points away, but definitely last night it's a point gained in the fact that when you concede so late on the game and you're down to 10 men and you're able to come back and then grasp that point, then yes, understand what you're saying when you say it's maybe, it feels like a victory. But I think it's nothing more than what the players deserve.
So the games are running out, and it's certainly, a difficult enough run-in when you look in particular at the fact that you've got some very tough away games, including Galway. But no doubt the aim is to finish the season on a high and to put something together during this final run of matches.
I think it's just a matter of just taking each game as it comes. You know, should that be a league game, which will be the next one, home to Waterford, and then we have a home game home to Pats and the Cup. It's just a matter of just taking each game where it comes. I think football club itself are looking at where they are and what they want to do. They've worked hard the last 4 years to try and keep themselves in the Premiership, and each year they've always been able to just, you know, get there and stay there. But, you know, this time around we've had to regroup, rebuild and re-go again. So it's been a tough year for everyone, but as you say, we have another 7 games to go, 8 games to go. Go into every game, go in with the mindset that you want 3 points, and then you just have to look back and reassess and see where the season takes you.
And overall, Darren, you know, as we're into the closing stages of the season, do you think the first division, the standard in the first division has been higher this year or higher than some people may have expected? I mean, it doesn't get as much publicity as the Premier, but certainly as Harps have found out, you know, that it is a very tough league to play in.
No, I wouldn't say it 100% doesn't get the same publicity as the Premier Division, but what it does, it shows you how competitive it is to try and get into that top league. You know what I mean? You look at the team sitting fourth and the team sitting ninth, and you've only got 9 points separating them. It shows you how every game, every week in the first division, you move up, you move down. That's just the way it's been. I think that's brilliant for the League of Ireland. I think it's brilliant that the fact that they've got two divisions, they've got 20 teams, 10 in the top flight, 10 in the second flight, and you know what you have to do to get there. I think Galway have showed their teeth this year, and the fact that they're so far ahead of everybody else, but I also like the fact that they're in the cup games, they've showed their teeth, and the fact that, you know, they're playing their Premier team there and they've won 5, and they've just shown that, you know, they're ready to go up. So I just think it's very, very, very competitive right across the two divisions, and the fact to get up there, stay up there, I also think it's that way. You know, if you go down, then you know we have to regroup and go again, because the league below is also has some very good teams in it. So, no, for me it's been challenging, but it's been an eye opener and something I've really enjoyed.
Now, Dave and yourself, you've had, I'm not sure how many players have actually donned the Harps jersey this season, but there's been quite a number, and a lot of youngsters in the last few weeks in particular coming through, and between now and the end of the season, just making that step up to League of Ireland level. And you've unearthed a few guys there that certainly are players to watch for the future.
I think we've been fortunate in the fact that we understand where the football club is. We're not going to pay the wages we've paid over the last 4 years. I think the AGM will show people how hard the committee, how hard the board, how hard everyone worked at Finn Harps to give the manager the budget he needed. Previous to Dave, Dave's budget is certainly well reduced from what's been before. So we've had to go down the route of, you know, obviously trying to find younger players, trying to promote players. So from our point of view, yeah, that's been good. I also think it's good for the young players that they now understand the level they need to get to. So I think moving forward, it'll be good for Finn Harps. It'll be good for young players coming through in the academy. It'll also be good for people coming in from the outside that want to maybe come to Finn Harps and realise that, you know, them days of coming over here, earning the big wages, not having to work hard are gone. That, for me, is important. And I think it's been a great year because we've had maybe 10, 12 academy players have now played first team football, which is brilliant. So long may that continue.
And finally, next up, Waterford, who lost to Athlone last night. Athlone seemed to blow a little bit hot and cold, but Waterford will be coming to Finn Park. They've had some good wins against Harps already this season. They'll be obviously looking for the full 3 points. It should be an interesting encounter, and no doubt, I mean, you'll be doing everything in your powers to, I suppose you could call it an upset by getting a result against them.
I think Waterford are looking now and have realised that Galway is going to win the league. I think 3 or 4 weeks out, we've all thought Galway is going to, you know, go ahead and win the league. So I think Waterford are now looking at the playoffs. They're trying to get players ready, you know, get players minutes on the pitch, get players ready for the playoffs because, you know, they're not going to catch Galway, you know. They're going to win the league and they're the best team in the league. So I think Waterford are now just saying, like, let's get the team ready. And, you know, they've made a lot of changes in the last few games they've played. So we'll come to Finn Park this Friday night. They'll probably make a few more changes again. So we just have to be ready for it. And it's a good challenge for us because obviously the week after we play St Pat's in the quarter final. So it's nice to play a team that has the same type of qualities and are obviously going to be up there challenging for the first division title. Unfortunately for them, they've maybe just fell away this last couple of weeks. But for us to have Waterford prior to St Pat's is brilliant for us, so it gives us an opportunity to try and see how we can prepare for that game.